Our very first special guest and our host MC for the day is the one and only voice of T-Rap and Titans Radio superstar, Mr. Brett Bryant. Give it up for Brett.
All right, everybody. You guys ready to have fun? Like Laura said, the Titans have partnered up with the Tennessee State Parks to put on this show just for you guys. And from the Titans' perspective, I can tell you that the Tennessee State Parks is a perfect partner for us as a team because they make us better Tennesseans. They help with the conservation, the preservation, and the history of our great state of Tennessee. And there are now 56 beautiful Tennessee state parks, one end of our state to the other. How many of you have been to a state park? Please raise your hand. Very good.
Bledsoe Creek? Anybody been up to Bledsoe Creek before? Yeah?
We want to encourage you to visit those with your friends and family. It's one of the best places in the world to go, one of the top park systems in the United States of America, right here in our backyard. So to commemorate and celebrate those things, I'd like to introduce our first two guests, Park Ranger Jessica and Park Ranger Chelsea, and they have some special guests of their own.
That makes four special guests.
That's correct. All right, now, Chelsea, first of all, what is this lovely animal?
So this is Lizzie. She's from Paris Landing State Park, and she is a red-tailed hawk.
And Lizzie had an accident years ago. She's got a bum wing, and she cannot be released into the wild. So she is under the fine care of our rangers. They're taking care of her, and that's where you'll see a lot of the animals like that in our state parks because they had some type of injury in the wild. But she's going to have a nice long life in captivity. What kind of diet does she have?
Lizzie really likes things that are small and furry. She might eat mice, a squirrel, even birds sometimes. And watch out, Jessica, she likes snakes.
Now, if she did have a good healthy wing and she could dive down for her lunch, how fast can she fly?
Red-tailed fox can actually dive faster than eagles.
Can you guys see that? How her one wing is so much shorter than the other? That's why she has a hard time standing back up.
150 miles an hour, is that right?
Yep.
120 miles.
120 miles an hour.
Yes. She is excited to be here. Fast of all eagles. She was trying to say. Now, Jessica, you have with you a corn snake, correct?
Yeah, this isn't your lunch, Lizzie. This is Maisie Day, the corn snake.
And she is a full-grown female snake, native Tennessee.
She is, though. Lizzie might know what native means. That means she's right here in our great state of Tennessee. She lives here. She's from here. You can find her in the state parks with these animals and maybe even in your backyard.
Now, does anyone think she's called a corn snake because she eats corn? What do you think she eats?
Yeah, I heard it. So, they actually are two reasons they're called a corn snake. One, because oftentimes we find them in the corn fields or the corn cribs where the mice are eating the corn. Other people say they're called a corn snake because if you look at her belly pattern right there, the black and white kind of checkered, it actually looks like Indian corn or what, you know, the Native Americans called maize, and that's why we named her Maisie Day.
There you go. So there's two animals native to Tennessee. What we also would like you want to do, and we have information at the end of the show, hey, this, but we want you to log on to the link on the screen here, tnjuniorranger.com. It's a great website link, and we want you to become a junior ranger. They have a week-long day camp where you can learn how to be a better Tennessean and earn your junior ranger badge, which looks a whole lot like what Jessica's wearing this morning. So, Maisie Day, Lizzie, Chelsea, Jessica, give them all a big hand for joining us this morning. Now, you boys and girls, some of you may have heard this week that our longtime owner, Mr. K.S. Bud Adams, passed away on Monday. I would like to dedicate this show to his memory because if he did not bring this team to the Mid-South, we wouldn't be here right now. So I'd like to dedicate this show to him, and I'd like to ask you, who is the mascot of the Tennessee Titans? Go ahead. There you go. And what kind of animals do you have? And why was a raccoon chosen as the mascot for the Tennessee Titans? Can anyone tell me that? I hear it several places. We have some very bright students here. It's the official state animal of Tennessee, the raccoon. That's exactly right. So, in the end, without further ado, please welcome the eight-time Pro Bowl mascot of your Tennessee Titans. Come on down, T-Rex! There he is! What's up, buddy? What's wrong?
Hey! That was not nice.
Very rude, but I will take this one for the team. That was my fault. Because I will tell you one thing, for sure, I've been working with that raccoon longer than any of you guys have been alive, a long time. And if there's one thing I know for sure, he is spoiled rotten.
Rotten. Totally.
And if he doesn't hear the crowd screaming loud like they do at LP Field downtown when the Titans play, he just doesn't hang out. So that's on me because you didn't know he was coming in. We're going to introduce him a second time. If you guys get real loud, he'll stay here for a while to show us some very cool things. Oh, come on, Indian Lake. Put your hands together and bring him down. If you would get on your mark, get set, go! Hang on, Laura.
Uh-oh.
Injury timeout on the gymnasium floor. What in the world did you do to yourself now, big boy? Charlie Norris, hamstring, quad. What do we? What do you want me to help? Boy, you're testing this morning. All right, boys and girls, it's important. Your body is like a temple, and you have to take care of it. You can't bolt out those doors 100 miles an hour to go exercise because you might hurt yourself. We don't want that. You have to do what T-Rack is doing right now. You have to stretch, warm up, and get your body ready for exercise. That was terrible. Let's try something else. You guys can help me count how many he can do. He's the best at push-ups. Drop and give me 20, T-Rack, right now. T-Rack, yes. Hardly get started counting, and he starts showing off.
Really?
Regular form, both palms on the floor. No one here is old enough to go into the Marine Corps boot camp. Come on.
No first year more.
Exactly.
Show up.
All right. Boys and girls, we probably got ahead of ourselves doing the exercises first, because before we want you to play, we want you to fuel up to play. In other words, we want you guys to put the right kinds of foods and nutrient-rich things into your body so you can have the maximum brain and body power. And it starts with this. You guys need lots of sleep. You have to get your rest and be prepared for school. T-Rex.
Nocturnal
animal. Nocturnal animal. animals.
Oh boy.
All right. As I was saying, you guys need your rest, but nutrition is super important, and the building block of that foundation is milk. You need lots of it for strong bones and muscles. And so 3 servings of dairy every day is what they suggest you guys need.
Hey, I guess he's fueling up.
To play. And I guess when you're as big as he is, you need 2 gallons of milk.
That's a lot. Can't
3 glasses will do the trick, or 3 servings. All right, now, as I was saying, how important nutrition is. You guys need lots of fruits and veggies. 3 to 5 servings of veggies every day, and 2 to 4 servings of fruit every day. And his little picnic basket is going to give us some examples of those good foods we can eat. All right, we have grapes, we have banana, orange. What we have is a messy eater.
Yeah, need to work on table manners. Hey, Jessica. Can you help? You know, our park rangers always try to make things cleaner than you found them, and we never want to leave food lying around because it might attract wild animals.
Like oversized raccoons?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, protein.
Yes, he does have protein there. Now, we got to cut the junk food out, boys and girls. That's bad stuff. We got to cut way back on the...
No, T-Rex.
I just said no junk food, T-Rex.
Jessica,
will you please take the ice cream? Good grief. Is that your telephone? Who can it be?
T-Rack. Hey, I know who you're talking to. And I think Rhett knows who you're talking to. But he really called in because he wants to talk to all the boys and girls and not just you.
Is it Jason McCourty?
It is number 30, Jason McCourty.
We can talk to him now?
Yeah, right here on the big screen. You guys want to talk to Jason?
Well, here's someone that knows a whole lot about exercise. The starting quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, number 30, Jason McCourty. Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, kids? Glad to be joining you.
Jason, tell me, what's so important about exercising every day so that you can play those 60-minute-long football games at LP Field on Sunday?
You want to stay healthy, so it's important to always be working out, lifting weights, and taking care of your body. That's why I do it, so I can go out on Sundays and play football.
Now, playing NFL football is probably really, really hard. I bet you spend a whole lot of time in that weight room behind you. So how much time do you spend each day and week running, lifting, and exercising?
In the off season, I'm at it every single day. We go in the weight room, we live for about 1.5 hours. Then we go out on the field and we work out there for about 1.5 hours. So about a total of 3 hours a day out there working out, working up a sweat, and getting our bodies right.
Now, Jason, you're a pretty big guy. I have to ask you, how much do you bench press? I know, get a load of our old buddy here.
Come on, T-Rack.
Whoa.
That's about 300-pound bench press right there, guys.
Jason, thank you for spending your valuable time this morning and reminding the boys and girls to fuel up and to play.
No problem, guys. I'm getting ready to head back to class. So you guys listen and watch T-Rack and show you some of the exercises that we've been working on all offseason. See you.
See you, Jason. Thank you, sir. You know, I've kind of noticed the transformation in T-Rack. He looks a little more fit, and his secret's out now. He's been at St. Thomas Sports Park working out with Jason McCourty. Well, we're going to find out what you're capable of right now. We're going to see what you can bench press. Absolutely. If Jessica will help me, we'll go up the old barbells here.
I think that's
raccoon
for giving me some space.
Good choice of music, Laura. But the music is not it alone. He needs some support from you boys and girls. What I was afraid of. Laura's been working out at Baptist Sports Park with Jason McCourty, not T-Rack.
I'll show you some moves later.
Pretty apparent. T-Rack, I'm know we hurt your feelings. Did you bring your backpack? Can we see your backpack?
Oh, come on.
Boys and girls, you want to see what's inside of his backpack? This is the biggest backpack you've ever seen, and inside of it has to be something that we can use to play. Get a load of this. It's my favorite thing to bring to the show. Soccer, that's a great exercise. Very good. Little round ball. I like basketball, that's very good. Soccer. Oh, volleyball, that's right.
That's Taylor's favorite sport.
Flowers. You big sweetie, are those for me this morning?
Ah.
Oh. I didn't think so. I mean, really? Oh, look, we have to get pretty before we go exercise.
That's great.
Preening and primping. All right. Rubber chicken, what the hell? Ah, little football. Tough guys, that's a good thing, too. Looking for something.
Oh, I think Taylor might have it.
Oh, she does. Would you boys and girls like to see T-Rack do some jump rope this morning? Jump rope, would you please, Laura? This was off to a great start, and then we had an epic fail finish.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Boys and girls, I bet you guys are a whole lot better at jump rope than T-Rack, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you haven't tried this, the American Heart Association, our buddies there, have this great program called Jump Rope for Heart. It's an excellent exercise for a healthy ticker. If you have a jump rope, get it out and use it because it's great for a healthy heart. All right, that, sir, was terrible, but I know how we can get it back on track. The next thing he's going to do, he's the absolute best at it, the best person I know. Would you like to see T-Rack do some dancing this morning?
Yeah!
I got
to talk
about it.
And he has his own music with it.
He
and
sure
kids,
does.
Yes. Now, kids, you got to get this, because I've got an iPad, and but he's the only one that's got one of these. It's a iRack.
For oversized raccoons.
Hey, T-Rack.
Okay, the train is officially left the tracks.
Enough of that.
boys and girls, we got to reset, because when we've been talking to you about play, we've been talking about going outside to do that in the most perfect place in the world, one of those 56 beautiful Tennessee state parks.
Yeah.
Because at a state park, you can go fishing, camping, hiking, canoeing, backpacking, rappelling, you name it.
Oh.
You can do T-Rag Nut in the middle of a show.
No.
Come on, man.
We talked about this.
It's happened before.
It has, and we are prepared.
We are prepared.
We have some highlights of what T-Rag's been up to play.
And a Tennessee State Park near you. Now, as you can, oh, there's his best friend, Randall. Randall's the official mascot of the Tennessee State Park system, and he's been trying to lose 75 pounds by going out with T-Rex and learning how to play. And as you can see, there's already a transformation beginning. That's because they've been getting up and getting active, and they've been hiking, and now they're sword fighting. Wow. Rappelling. That is something you can do at a Tennessee State Park. High adventure. And there's some of those hiking and walking trails I've been talking about. I hope the T-Rag doesn't fall off the overlook there. You gotta be careful. Don't do that at home, boys and girls. And yes, you can go on the water and you can go fishing and boating. And he looks like he's gonna find some butterflies. That's Ramble, not a butterfly, T-Rag. Come on. And he's going for a swim. Looks like he needs some help with his water rescue. Good old Randall to the rescue again.
Again.
And you can go biking. There are biking trails for you to take advantage of. You gotta wear your helmet like T-Rex though and be extra careful.
Be careful.
What's wrong with you? You can go camping, but once you be careful with the fire. Fire safety is super, super important. Well, never mind, you took care of that too. Okay. Let's see what they're reading here. T-Rag, the book goes right side up. Come on. Thank you, Ramble. All right. Now, you can go canoeing. And there's an excellent exercise for upper body strength. And if you'll notice, they're wearing their life preservers. You have to wear your life jacket and be careful in the water. It's super important. Don't do this when you're in the
Slow-mo
method, epic fail replay right here. Into the water. So that's what you don't want to do, but you guys get the idea. And our next superstar guest loves to go out to a state park and play. Yeah. Please welcome the starting quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, number 10, Jay Locker. Go ahead, Jay, where are you?
Nashville. How you guys doing?
Coach Blitchak always talks about how hard that you guys have to work, study, and prepare both on and off the field to be successful. Tell the boys and girls about it.
Yeah, on and off the field, there's a bunch of different things that allow you to prepare and feel like you're ready to play on Sundays. So you gotta take care of your diet. You gotta eat right during the week to keep your body healthy. We gotta actually frequently exercise every day. We got a workout, whether it be in the weight room or out on the field. And then, all those things allow us to be healthy and feel strong when we go out on the field on Sundays.
Jay, tell the boys and girls about how hard you've worked your whole life so far to become the quarterback of our Titans.
Since I was a little kid, I spent a lot of time playing sports, being active. Something that was really pushed in our family. And so I making up games outside and always enjoying playing. So that was one of the things that I really got me to this point and allowed me to have this opportunity.
Jay, you got a weekend off. Need to get healed up. Wait a minute. Will you please tell him to come back here?
T-Rack, you got to fish on your own time. The kids need you in the school. T-Rack.
Jay, what would you tell the boys and girls this morning if someone told them they weren't smart enough, big enough, fast enough, they couldn't achieve any of their dreams at all? What would you tell them?
I think a belief in yourself is the most important belief you can have. You guys got to believe in yourselves, believe in who you are and the strengths that you have. And don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do anything. You can do whatever you put your mind to, and you just continue to work towards it and work on it.
Jake, that's great advice, but not everyone can be an NFL quarterback like you, so going, what can they do each and every day to take care of themselves?
Yeah, for a lot of people, athletics isn't what they enjoy doing, and that's great. You can still find ways to eat healthy, keep a good diet. You can find ways to stay active with friends and family and get out and move around. And, you know, it allows you to live a lot better life, and you know, once around you, you can encourage them to do the same.
Jay, I got to go, but thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Now, I know you're a little upset, but there is one place where we can talk about your secrets. Are we friends of T-Rex this morning or what?
Yeah.
You can always talk to your friends. Oyster, he missed the honor roll by this much. One little subject, math. And he needs some extra work in that to bring that grade up. So, I would suggest, since you have your laptop and your desk, we do some extra math work right now. You need help. Yes, sir? You now go, please. Thank you. Now, boys and girls, it's super important to study and be prepared. You want to be ready for whatever comes at you the next day at school. And you ready? You ready? Doing math, right? Ready, buddy? All right. Okay. So anyway, those Titans players have to study really more than they ever do a real NFL game. They have to study all the time. And they really have to be prepared. Are you doing that for me? Is there something that you'd like to share with us this morning? Because the boys and girls keep pointing back here towards, no, not the photographer. She's not doing anything but doing her job. Are you doing math like we talked about? Studying, right? Like a good guy? So as I was saying, you guys have to really study hard. If you know what I'm saying, when you're a giant playboy actor like T-Rex is, you have to study super hard, you have to learn how to apply yourself. T-Rex, two words, bad choices.
Disappointing.
You're supposed to set the example. Remember what Coach Munchak said in the text to you? You have trouble with math. I come back here and you're playing video games. Shame, 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 shame.
Oh.
Oh, now you want to give me the flowers. No, not gonna work. You can't make it up to me though. If you do one thing, right here, front and center in front of everyone in the gym, you're gonna do a math problem live right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If you do the crime, you must do the time. Front and center, let's go. Let's find where math is. All right, Tai Chi, look at this. 1 + 1 =
nope.
That's not the answer. Not at all.
Nope.
Second shot now.
Right
here. I want you to clear out the cobwebs in that big oversized head of yours. And let's find where math is.
You got this.
Come on, you got it, man.
That was a support.
1 + 1 = time out. Hang on, boys and girls. I know you want to give them some help, but here's one thing. When you're in your classroom and you're studying something for the very first time and you don't quite understand what it is you're studying, who do you go to? That's exactly right, because your teachers have the answers. I would suggest that T-Rex find a teacher to help him with his math dilemma. I believe he's found some help. Now, T-Rex, did you ask this nice lady for her help this morning? You sure about that? Man, did he ask you and did you agree to help? That's a positive yes. All right. We got one more shot at this, T-Rex. You got some nice help here. Let's take advantage of the situation. Here we go. 1 + 1 = 2. He finally got the problem right. Wow! What in the world? Indian Lake, we have a problem.
We have a problem.
Oh my goodness. Boys and girls, hang on just a second. I need absolute silence because apparently our old buddy T-Rag is having some sort of fit here.
What'd you do to him?
Do what? Boys and girls, I know exactly what the problem is with T-Rex. It's official. T-Rex is in love. We showed you that Parks video, his best friend Ramble, the official mascot of Tennessee State Parks. He's the very first graduate of Play 60. He's lost 75 pounds. You won't believe your eyes when you see him. So let's get ready, Ramble! Now, boys and girls, that is what we're talking about. We say play. Laura.
I'll show you the transformation of Ramble.
There's his pants before.
I think
he's a little embarrassed.
Yeah, but look at him now.
That's what happens when you get off the couch, get away from the TV and the video games, and get active and learn to go outside and play. Wait a minute, T-Rex just told me I've forgotten something else.
We have a pair of beds, 54.
Ramble, it's your radio. You better go. I can't say goodbye to Ramble. We have a little emergency.
Bye, Ramble. And some sort of emergency there.
That's right. There was
a
wildlife in the road.
Okay, well, he's got to take care of the wildlife. All right. Now, the last thing I forgot. This is a lovely, glossy photo information card of the eight-time Pro Bowl mascot, our buddy T-Rex. That's a great looking picture. Now on the back side, no, T-Rex, not your back side, the back side of the card, come on, focus. The back side of the card has all the information that we covered in the show, including how to become a junior ranger, junior T-Rex, junior cheerleader, and because you guys have been so good this morning, everyone's going home with some of these today as our gift to you for being such a gracious host. So, boys and girls, you got one mission. You're going to go outside today, and you're going to learn how to play. And I thank you for your time and your attention. Let's now send away the star of the show. Say goodbye to the eight-time Pro Bowl mascot of New York, Tennessee Titans. Say farewell to me.
Building.